Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and all this week we are looking at the Bible, the role of the Bible in Roman Catholic theology. In our program yesterday, we examined the meaning and the authority that tradition has in Roman Catholic doctrine. Today, we'll focus on the teaching authority in Roman Catholic theology. Today, we'll focus on the teaching authority in Roman Catholic theology, or who has the authority to properly interpret the Bible. In the Roman Catholic Church, that authority lies within the Church itself. Over the next three studies, we'll be examining this point. And our focus today will be on the idea that the Church alone properly interprets the Bible. The next couple studies will be looking at the role of the Apocrypha. Then the following study will examine the fact that there's been theological errors within the tradition of Roman Catholic theology. Let's start off by looking at the authority the Roman Catholic Church claims for itself in regards to interpreting the Bible. And as is my custom, I'll be reading from authoritative Roman Catholic documents. So you see that I'm not making this up. I'm simply reading their words, understanding them as recorded, and then responding to that. The Council of Trent in 1545, on the authority of the bishops, it says, "For the order of bishops is a successor to the College of the Apostles and teaching authority and pastoral rule, or rather, in the episcopal order of the apostolic body continues without a break, together with its head, the Roman pontiff, and never without this head, the episcopal order is subject of supreme and full power over the universal church." The statement means that there's been a continual authority from the original Pope, Peter, all the way down to the present order of bishop as well as the Roman pontiff or the Pope. They're the ones that have supreme authority and full power over the universal church. The Council of Trent also described the role of the church in relationship to the individual member, where it says, "Furthermore, in order to restrain pendulant spirits, it decrees that no one relying on his own skill shall in matters of faith and morals pertaining to the edification of the Christian doctrine, wresting the sacred scriptures to his own senses, presume to interpret the sacred scriptures contrary to that which the Holy Mother Church, who is judge of the true sense and interpretation of the Holy Scriptures, hath held and doth hold." And so here, no individual has the right to interpret the Bible in a way that's contrary to what the church has interpreted the scriptures to mean. And so here, the individual does not have the right to interpret the Bible. The church interprets it. Then as a Roman Catholic, you must submit to their interpretation. This line of authority was also described at Vatican II in their documents, which reads, "The task of authentically interpreting the Word of God, whether written or hand, that is tradition, has been entrusted exclusively to the living teaching office of the church." The Catholic Encyclopedia also describes this authority in the following words: "The attitude of the church towards Bible societies is one of unmistakable opposition, believing herself to be the divinely appointed custodian and interpreter of Holy Writ. She cannot, without turning traitor to herself, approve the distribution of Scripture." So the Catholic Church is the one that has the power to interpret the Bible and is opposed to those Bible societies that would actually print the Bible, put it into individuals' hands so they could actually read and interpret it for themselves. Cardinal Wiseman, in his work, Catholic Doctrine on Use of the Bible, on page 11, says this: "We must deny to Protestantism any right to use the Bible, much more to interpret it." These words cannot be any more clear than what the Roman Catholic Church is claiming, is that they're the ones that have the sole right to interpret the Bible on behalf of man. Basically, what we have here is the church setting itself up once again as the mediator between God and man. The individual doesn't have the right to come to the scripture and God speak to him and lead him into truth. The church has to be in that place to pass on the proper interpretation of scripture. And there's three passages of scripture which should speak directly to this issue. And that is 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, which says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." The church does not stand as a mediator, as a dispenser of truth, and the sole interpreter of the word of God. Jesus Christ himself is the mediator between God and man, the only mediator. Also, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Paul says this to a young pastor: "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So he told Timothy to make sure that he studied the word of God to the point that he'd be able to pass on the truth, which is claimed in the scripture, accurately. Timothy was not a pope. He was not any head of the church. Actually, he was in Ephesus at the time. He wasn't even in Rome. And here he's saying, you make sure you study to pass on the word of God accurately. And the other scripture, which we did read in our study yesterday, but definitely we need to return to, is 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, which says, "But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you." Now listen to this, "And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as that same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him." So here John says, you do not need that anyone teach you. And again, it doesn't mean that teachers in the body of Christ are not helpful, but no one individual has the right to say, this is the proper interpretation. Everyone else must submit to it. That is what John is reacting to, because right above it in verse 26, he says, "These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you." So you don't have to come under the authority of some individual or a church or a council and get the proper interpretation of the Bible. You have the same authority to analyze their interpretation. That's a safeguard that God's given to us by anointing us with the Holy Spirit, who will lead us into all truth. Also, Acts 17, verses 10 and 11 commends the Bereans because they searched the scriptures to see if Paul was telling them the truth and teaching them proper doctrine. Now, this aspect of the church interpreting the Bible is even more extreme than what I've read. When the Roman Catholic Church speaks of the church having the authority to interpret the Bible, they would refer it to as the authoritative and infallible church, or an infallible teaching church. And in the Roman Catholic Catechism, Hardin on page 224 writes, "Infallible means immunity from error, excluding not only its existence, but even its impossibility." And this infallibility extends to the Pope when he speaks ex cathedra from the chair of the Pope, from the seat of the Pope on faith and morals, as well as to the bishops when they, along with the Pope, both teach and interpret the Word of God. Let me read to you from Anne Fermantel's work entitled The Papal Encyclicals in Their Historical Context. She says this. This is just in reverse of the Catholic approach to belief. As the Catholic sees it, he must accept God on God's terms and not his own. It is not for him to judge the divine message, but only to receive it. Since he receives it from a living teaching organ, he does not have to puzzle over the meaning of the revelation, because the ever-present living magisterium, the teaching office, can tell him exactly what the doctrine intends. So you don't even have to think. You just hear what they say and you believe it. That is the approach of the interpretation of the Bible in Roman Catholic theology. This position has been confirmed by the popes of the past, as Pope Pius IV said, "I also admit the Holy Scriptures according to the sense which our Holy Mother, the Church, has held and does hold, to which it belongs, to judge of the true sense and interpretation of the Scriptures. Neither will I ever take and interpret them otherwise than according to the unanimous consent of the Fathers." Also, Pope Leo XIII on June 20th, 1894, said this about the position of the Pope: "We hold upon this earth the place of God Almighty." So in Roman Catholic theology, tradition, those things which the popes have said throughout history on faith and morals, are just as binding as Scripture. And not only that, it goes beyond that and says, however the Catholic Church has interpreted the Bible, that also is binding upon the individual. This flies in the face of the authority that God has given to the believer to come to him and learn truth from the Scriptures. That's why it was written, to protect us as well as to give us a place of authority that we could come to discuss and study, so we could come to the proper truth about God and his church. The Roman Catholic Church has set itself up as the final authority over all of its members in relationship to the interpretation of the Bible. Praise the Lord, in the early 1500s, Martin Luther protested against this doctrine and brought us back to the point that it's Scripture alone as the final authority for faith and practice. And don't let anyone take this authority away from you. With the help of the Holy Spirit, God will lead you and guide you into all truth.